Hello, Gatsby and the Rye here. It's been a long time since I did any recording of anything. I was doing some poetry recording things a while ago, and then I just stopped. So, yeah, but I was just kind of browsing around GWA a little bit and backstage. And I feel like I'm getting more and more interested in backstage as opposed to actual GWA. I don't know what that means, but whatever. And listened to someone else answer this questionnaire and just really wanted to do it myself. So, here is the Tinkley questionnaire, which is just such a silly name, by Mr. Tinkles, which it kind of reminds me of from How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days when they name that dog Crawl and he pees all over the pool table, billiard table, depending on where you're at. Sure that is not where that name comes from, though. Okay, so here's some questions. What GWA tags are you most drawn to, and what do you wish there were more of? Like I said before, I'm kind of more into just kind of listening to people ramble and talk about themselves at the moment. So I enjoy that. But when I am looking at GWA, I like a lot of, I do like male for female. I enjoy that a lot. There's not a ton of that out there, but I like it. I do have this thing kind of against calling someone daddy. It's not my favorite. In general, I am relatively submissive, so I like that stuff, but I wish there was more submissive stuff for the females. Where it didn't turn into a daddy thing. Just, I don't know. It like kind of creeps me out a little bit. So, do you listen to audios for purely intellectual reasons, or do you use them for sexy wand polishing or cauldron stirring activities? If you do, how important are sexy audios to your self-pleasure exploits? When I do listen to them, it depends on what I'm listening to, I should say. I'm actually very into audio in general. I'm currently listening to audiobooks on the regular, which is maybe why I haven't been around GWA as much. So there's always something else I'm listening to. I think that audios in general, sexy ones and not sexy ones, just kind of intrigue me a little more. Like they keep my mind active, but I can also multitask during it. Not so much with the sexy ones there, but because usually if I am listening to sexy audios, it's for cauldron stirring activities, for sure. And I don't need them to get off, but they certainly help, and I do like them a lot more than porn. I'm much more auditory than I am visual. If you could time travel to any point in history for sexy times, when or where would you go, and who would you have wild sexual ex escapades with? And you can also bring someone from your own time period with you if you are so inclined. That's a good question. I don't know that there's a specific time I would really want to go to. I always have this problem with time travel-y questions because in my head, it would be so great to go back to a bunch of different times. Or to say things like, oh, I wish I lived in a different time period. But I'm always assuming in those scenarios that like I would be well off. But I wouldn't. I would end up being like a peasant and life would be really shitty. And no one wants crazy sex when everything is shitty, I guess. Or maybe you want more of it. Maybe it would be a lot wilder than I'm thinking. In general, I think that kind of around Victorian times, they had this really, in general, like stuck up puritanical kind of attitude outwardly, but I think that they were real, I don't know, a lot more sexual than we think they were. So I think that's probably what I'd go with. Also, because the clothes, I mean, doesn't help with the sexy times, but they're just so pretty. What is your favorite sexual fantasy that you've never been able to fulfill yet? A threesome, male, female. Was that really quick that I just came out with that? I did try to organize one once. And it didn't go through, but I kind of knew in advance it wouldn't. I'm a little chicken to do it. For real, just because I don't know, that's a lot going on. And I feel like I would enjoy it though. Yeah, but the one guy like backed out and I knew he was going to, so then it was just regular one-on-one sex with the other guy. Yeah. I also actually almost did a female male female one. But I chickened out of that one too, just because like I'm not really sexually attracted to women. I do like I can honestly say if someone is very pretty or if I think they are a very attractive person. But that doesn't mean that I want to touch them and play with their stuff and whatever. Yeah. And the gal in question was like a good friend of mine at the time. So that would have made things weird as well. But we kind of had a whole like adventurous summer thing going on. So we almost had that threesome after going to the bars with like incredibly low cut shirts and seeing how many people we could get to grab our boobs. This was legitimately a game we played. I don't know who won. I can't remember. I think she might have though. It was pretty funny to see people look at us like we were insane. That's a way more complicated answer to that question than you needed, but there you go. If you had the ability to become some kind of sexy supernatural creature, like a vampire, incubus, or succubus, mermaid, or multi-tentacled Lovecraftian horror, etc., what would you want to be? In general, I lean towards mermaid because I have always just wanted to be a mermaid, which really bothers me with the fascination with mermaids right now because I feel like everybody wants to be a mermaid. And I'm like, okay, I used to want to be one since I was a kid, so now I'm mad everyone else is on the same boat. But also in terms of like being a sexy creature, how sexy is a mermaid? I mean, they've got boobs, but and a mouth, but the rest of them is a fish, so it's not really that sexy. So I think I would actually go with succubus. Yep, succubus. Vampires are very intriguing, but I. No, I think succubus. I have this weird, like, little devilish side to me, that I think leads more towards succubus than vampires. So I think that is the better answer. How many sex toys do you own that strongly resemble lightsabers? Do they have the elegant designs of the Jedi or the harsher, more forceful designs of the Sith? And how many of them are curved like Count Dooku's saber, lightsaber? Sorry if I butchered any of that. I have actually not seen very much Star Wars. So if this question is specifically about Star Wars themed sex toys, I have none. If it's asking if I have any dildos, I do have one. I used to have more like a vibrator thing, but they never really worked the way I wanted them to. Like I had tried several, and now I have like a suction cup dildo, and I like that a lot. It's versatile. Can use it all over the place. And that's very bendy. So there's that. If you have a penis, and I do not, so let's skip that. If you don't have a penis, have you ever grabbed someone else's and done the lightsaber swooshing noises while waving it around? I have not done that. Again, I'm not the biggest Star Wars person, so that's not like top of my list of things to do. I would be much more likely to wave around someone's penis and say expecto patronum, because that would be funny to me, because white stuff comes out of it. Like, that's a lot funnier to me than a lightsaber. So that's the way I'd go. Oh no, that's been sort of related to that. Have you ever had a partner write things on your skin? And was it Harry Potter fan fiction? I have not had anyone write something on my skin as like a partner activity. That seems like a weird thing to do. I don't know. I did have one guy write my name on his penis, but I didn't write it on there. And it was just my name. So no. During their orgasm, would you prefer that your partner whimper quietly as they come, scream their pleasure loudly, or just moan at a moderate volume? Or would you prefer that they drop some dubstep beats as they come? Then there's an example, but I'm not even gonna pretend because that's not, dubstep is not my thing. In case you couldn't tell already. So I really like when a guy is vocal during sex. I like to hear that he's having a good time. I like to hear that I'm giving him pleasure. So all of them are good. As long as there's some noise in general, I'm happy. But I would prefer, I think, just moaning at a moderate volume. Like, I don't need someone screaming, I guess. But like little whimpers aren't, I don't know. I feel better about how good of a job I'm doing if it's a little louder than a whimper. What is your favorite position? And is it dragon style? In which the woman swoops down, arms outstretched like wings, and the man has to thrust his dragon-slaying spear at just the right spot or risk being killed by fire. If the woman doesn't actually breathe fire for some reason, she can just aggressively blow puffs of air in the man's face while going, "Rawr, rawr, give me your treasures, human." It's not that. But I really enjoy amusing sex, but not to that level. Maybe I'll answer that more a little further down. My favorite position is, I call it sporking. I don't know what other people call it. But basically, while you fork, aka fuck, while spooning, is my favorite. I don't know. I feel like it's a good angle. I like being able to have hands everywhere, lips everywhere. Like, I don't know. It just feels like a good position to me. I don't know how else to describe that. It also helps a lot, I will say this, because I am short in general. Like, it helps to match up height that way by laying down. Because otherwise I've run into problems where, like, my legs are short, so me on my knees is, like, not necessarily a good height for someone else. Yeah, so sporking helps with that, too. And would you ever consider giving a sexy countdown in fractions, in which the other person can only come if you reach a value of less than 50%, but you use fractions like 670 over 100... I'm sorry, 1,337, which equals 51.08%, just to troll them. No. No, I wouldn't do that. Well, first of all, math is not my strongest suit. But more importantly, I don't feel like it's ever my goal to have someone hold back from coming, even if it's like coming a little too quickly. I feel like that's more my goal, like, and then I want to go again if it is quick. I like to do the draw it out, not let someone come part. Like, I like to do a lot of teasing beforehand, before we actually get started. But then when we actually get started, like, I'm not going to tell you you can't come. Because I want you to. So, yeah. Would you do a sexy Lord of the Rings roleplay? And if so, would you refer to the penis, assuming one is involved, as the Tower of Bardur. I don't know how to pronounce that, and I apologize. I feel like my nerd cred is real low during this survey. Bonus points for referring to the slit as the Eye of Sauron. So, Lord of the Rings roleplay, I might do, but it wouldn't be that. I mean, first of all, I can't pronounce what that tower name is, so that would not go great. But also, I wouldn't call my pussy the Eye of Sauron, because also, then you're poking the Eye of Sauron with a dick. Like, a dick in the eye is not a pleasant time for anybody. So, no, that is not a good situation. If you said something more like, I don't know, like let's say my pussy is precious, and go from there. But then it becomes creepy, because then you have to act like Gollum. So, probably not that either. It would probably have to be something more along the lines, if we're going to pretend to be elves, because they're the sexy ones in Lord of the Rings. Have you ever listened to sexy audios while trading on the stock market? And if so, during the climax portion of the audio, do you shout, call me the narwhal of Wall Street, baby? No, I have not. And, I don't know that I would necessarily say that, but in theory, trading on the stock market, I mean, if I was doing it, I suppose that would be the way to go. I feel like I wouldn't say narwhal, though, because I don't have a penis. I feel like you would have to have one to make that statement. Okay, next question. If you have just had an orgasm, would you allow your partner to continue pleasuring you, or would you insist that your extremely sensitive sexy bits are now a keep-away zone? It depends on the situation. So I'm just going to go ahead and say this as a little bit of a PSA. Porns usually show men very aggressively attacking the clit. And that's not really the way to do it. I mean, maybe that works for some folks, I guess, but it does not work for me. So maybe it's more of a PSA for me. This is part of my problem. If I could find a guy who, like, was okay with not being super aggressive with my clit, then that would be great. And I would want him to keep going. Absolutely. But sometimes it's just a little too aggressive. And then it does literally hurt. Yeah, so if it was a little, like, more gentle, and not the whole time, like, just right after, just be a little gentle for a little bit, and then build back up, I would be absolutely fantastic with that. That would be great. And let's see. What are your feelings on marathon blowjobs, marathon cunnilingus, in which your partner orally pleasures you again and again, virtually nonstop, over the course of several hours? Oh my fuck no. I wish I could say that that sounds good to me, but neither one does. They really don't. I get bored when I'm given oral. Maybe I just haven't had someone who's really good at it. It's a definite possibility. But in general, I feel like my mind wanders too much during it. And then I'm not in the moment, and then it's taking me away from whatever pleasure I might be getting. So I would not want someone licking my clit for hours and hours and hours. My problem with that is, for me, it doesn't take much to get me going. And then when I'm really horny, like, I want your cock inside me so bad. Like, that's just not going to cut it for me. That's not what I want. I want my pussy pounded. So hours and hours of oral is just, no. And that's the same reason why, like, I don't want to give blowjobs for hours and hours, because I have other plans for that cock. Yeah. And then, what's your favorite thing to do after getting some good 11? Sleep, eat ice cream, discuss why Harry and Ginny is a terrible pairing, etc. Depends. And it's like, was it at the middle of the night? Then probably go to sleep. I guess I like to talk after sex. Maybe take a little bit of a nap, but in general, like, I don't sleep for hours after sex usually. I like to, I don't know, kind of be goofy during sex. I think the best sex I've had hasn't necessarily been technically very good sex. But it's been when the person and I have been able to just kind of goof around while we're rolling around in bed, just like making jokes or picking on each other, stuff like that. I think is just, I don't know, very fun. So doing more of that after sex, like just teasing, flirting, snuggling, and then hopefully going for round two. I feel like one round is never, it's never enough. And I definitely like if we fell asleep, waking up and going at it again. Once I start, I definitely want to go several times, and hope that you can keep up with that. Also, random note about Harry Potter, because this is a questionnaire and in theory you're listening because you want to learn more about me. I love the Harry Potter series and I do not like Harry at all. And I recently listened to the audiobooks and Jim Dale narrated them and he did a great job. And he really made me feel a little bit better about Harry as a character. But the movies and the first time I read the books, I didn't like him at all. He is just not my favorite character at all. And I didn't really like Ginny the first time around either, but after just listening to the books again, I like her a lot more. It had been a really long time since I listened to the books, so or read the books, I should say, which is why I listened to the audios. Because I was like, you know, I've seen the movies a bunch of times and now I forget what I'm so mad they cut out from the books. So glad I did that, and you should all do it too if you haven't. It's fantastic. Final question. Is it ever acceptable to Rickroll someone during sex? If you do believe it's acceptable, then when is the best time to do it to someone? For example, during their orgasm or during foreplay, or perhaps when that person is orally pleasuring you, etc. It is absolutely acceptable, and hilarious. And I think, when is the best time to do that though? Not during the orgasm, because you're like, you're in that moment then. And I just want you to experience your pleasure. I don't want you to worry about making a joke at that particular moment. But during foreplay would be fantastic. We might get a little sidetracked for a hot second, to laugh a bit. But that goes back to what I said before, where I think honestly the best sex involves that. Being able to have that kind of goofing around with each other, I think that's the best. Even if you are aggressively having sex after you've goofed off a little bit. Okay, well, that is the end of the questionnaire. Thanks for sticking it out to the end, and dealing with my tangents. And I will hopefully have some more things to record. No, we'll see. We'll see what I come up with. All right, have a good night.